I'm Alexia Ridley with Athens News Matters, a show dedicated to local news, current events, and community outreach efforts. Today, my guests are from the United Way and the Athens Community Council on Aging. They discuss SeniorCorps and incentives and benefits available for volunteers, among other topics. Discussion on these issues and more next on Athens News Matters. Hello, I'm Alexia Ridley, host of Athens News Matters. My guests today are Mark Madison, manager of the United Way's 211 program, and Tegan Hurley, the Senior Corps Program Director, which is a part of the Athens Community Council on Aging. So I want to thank both of you for being here. And Mark, you've been here before, so just tell us a little bit about 211 in this area.
Yes, absolutely. And thanks so much for having us back. We're really excited to be here. So I'm Mark from United Way, and we run the 211 program for our region. It's Northeast Georgia. That's a 15-county region, so 14 on top of Athens-Clarke.
That's a wide area.
It's pretty incredible. And what that ends up being is about last year we took more than 8,000 calls. And those are folks calling our 24/7 helpline. You can dial 211 anytime to get connected to a resource specialist. And what they do is help someone navigate what they might need to fill the need they have. So if you are maybe looking for food, or if you're looking for shelter, or maybe you're even just looking to take a GED class, you can call 211 and we'll connect that person to the local resource that can help meet that need, no matter where they are, no matter what time of day.
Great service.
Absolutely.
And you work with Tegan a bit. So Tegan Hurley, tell me a little bit about what you do. You're with, as we said, the ACCA, but specifically, you have an interesting program, the Senior Corps program. Tell me a little bit about that.
ACCA is a nonprofit here in Athens that works with older adults in the 12-county Northeast Georgia region.
Once again, a wide area.
Yes. We cover a wide, wide range of area and people. So there are a bunch of different programs at ACCA, and the specific program that I work with is Senior Corps. And we have three Senior Corps programs, but the one we're talking about today is RSVP, which stands for Retired and Senior Volunteer Program for adults that are 55 and older.
And tell me about Senior Corps. You know, 55 and older, you know, it's that population is, you know, more and more people joining that every day. You know, it's the baby boomers now are past. They're the young baby boomers now.
Exactly. And a lot of people are looking for things to do and ways to get engaged. And RSVP is one of those ways to help them get engaged in the community. And we do we have a bunch of different ways that folks can volunteer through RSVP. And one of our new ways is actually with United Way 211. RSVP kind of is a service that ACCA provides to the Athens community as well as the Northeast Georgia area. And it was established to really help break down barriers for older adults to volunteer by providing mileage reimbursement, trainings, recognition, and also on the community end by bringing vetted volunteers to those organizations. So by the time these RSVP volunteers get to those community organizations, they've been through a background check, they've been through training, and they're ready to hit the floor running.
So that's a lot. Yeah, a lot to get to the point to volunteer, which is great. You want that process going on. But so by the time you get one of these volunteers, you're getting a great volunteer.
That's right.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And you work with her, Mark, your agency does? And how do you guys work together?
Right. Absolutely. So we are going to be the first non-ACCA site for RSVP volunteers. So what that means is some of these fantastic volunteers are going to be sent our way so that they can help us with 211. We've actually already have some senior volunteers on our team that are in the 55-plus group, and they've been incredible volunteers for us for multiple years. And we've just found it to be an incredible thing to have our senior neighbors being there to take the call and to make the call to check in on the rest of our neighbors in our community. They just have incredible compassion, and it's just a really incredible thing to see them connect also with our numerous millennial interns. So we have that cross-generational interaction. It's a pretty impressive thing to see them just light up when the team all comes together. It's a really great way to have that social connection that interaction that a lot of those folks are looking for when they sign up to volunteer somewhere.
I think that actually is, it's great because I work with interns mm-hmm. all the time, and it's really great getting millennials in. You know, we cover at least three generations yeah. just on, in our staff when working with the interns, and they bring something new, but then you get the seasoned mm-hmm. veterans
right.
who also bring something to the table. So it seems like a good way to mesh mm-hmm. Those skill sets.
Absolutely. And the volunteer opportunity we have right now for 211 is actually to make follow-up calls. So people call us with all kinds of needs. Maybe they need to pay their utility bill. Maybe they need to find housing, like I said before. But we don't want to just give them a referral and say, this might help. Good luck. We want to call them back. We want to check back in and say, did it work out for you? Were they able to help you? If they were, who was it? We want to be really proud of that group and make sure we send folks that way. If they weren't, we want to know why not. What are the barriers for those in need? And so these volunteers, their role is to call those folks back to see, did you get help? And to be that follow-up and that listening ear, to be on their team. And we just really believe that this is the best way to get those volunteers through ACCA and also through this process of vetting, through this process of background checks is really helpful. It takes a lot off of our plate. We can just meet people, get to know them, and see, are you the kind of person? And a lot of them, I'm certain, are that really want to listen and be on someone's team.
So they're really filling a good need.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And how important is it to get the feedback for you, mm-hmm. As well as for you, Tegan, to get the feedback mm-hmm. that, hey, they got some help?
Right. Oh, it's incredibly important for us. We need to know that our service is making a difference. Because of the calls we made last year, just with our volunteers from this past year, we were able to say that more than 1,000 individuals and their families were able to keep the lights on. Before, we would just say, well, we gave referrals to, you know, maybe about 4,000 folks to keep their lights on. But now we know, based on some stats, that about a third of those, or actually about 40% of those, were able to get that assistance. And that might not sound like a really high percentage, but when you look at that gross number, out of that many, over 1,000 is a lot.
I think that's a lot. 1,000, mm-hmm. ask those families.
Right? Exactly. Absolutely.
If you helped 100, that'd be great. But 1,000 mm-hmm. is tremendous.
Right.
That's 1,000 people who kept their utilities.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Obviously, it's making a difference.
Yeah.
And Tegan, you know, you're kind of focusing on senior core. What is it in particular about this age group that makes them good volunteers or makes you want more of them on your team?
Sure. So older adults, as everyone ages, because everyone is doing
We're
it.
We're all getting there.
And once you hit that age where you're retiring, especially with the baby boomers coming into the retirement age, they aren't ready to slow down necessarily anymore. So they're looking for ways to get involved. And ACCA and RSVP, we saw that as a need that we could fulfill. There are plenty of people that have come out to us just asking for ways to get more involved. And so RSVP is one of those ways that they can get involved with ACCA and, of course, with Athens in the Northeast Georgia area, and also not have it any kind of barriers preventing them from doing more than what they to doing more.
Right. Absolutely. Now, I want you to just touch base once again. We're throwing around a lot of letters just for people who are yeah. chiming in who maybe didn't get in the beginning. ACCA is?
The Athens Community Council on Aging.
Right. And we will continue referring to it as ACCA, but we do want everybody to know what it is. And RSVP.
Is the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program.
Right. There actually worked out very well.
Yes.
And there are some benefits and incentives for people in the 55 mm-hmm. and up age range who do volunteer. And tell me a little bit about some of the ways that you are trying to get them mm-hmm. to volunteer.
So recruiting is always a struggle. And one of those ways is by coming here and telling more people about it. Because since being the senior corps director and me just talking to people about what I do, a lot of people haven't heard about it, especially senior corps. One good way I like to bring it up is senior corps is actually a national program. If you've heard of AmeriCorps, it's just like AmeriCorps, but it's for a senior corps. It's for older adults. And so it's just you know, reaching out and getting people. We also do a couple of programs at ACCA that kind of is a recruitment process to get people more involved. We have our Connections magazine. We also do a Senior Leadership Academy once a year that kind of gets that excitement going, and then we give them opportunities to go out into the community or other opportunities to get engaged at ACCA.
So it's a just a great way for people who are still young and healthy and interested mm-hmm. in doing something right. to do something good for the community mm-hmm. and still be engaged.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And volunteering is actually beneficial to your health.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There are so many studies that talk about that staying engaged and being involved with people and giving back and also just fulfilling that need of socializing mm-hmm. can really help your overall well-being as well.
It's important. Socializing, you know, I know the ACCA, I know you guys have, you do Meals on Wheels, and a lot of times the volunteers may be the only people that the Meals on Wheels recipients see. But it's so important that mm-hmm. they see someone and talk to someone and someone mm-hmm. knows, hey, are you doing okay? Can I get you some help if needed?
Exactly.
So that social interaction can't be underestimated at all.
Absolutely.
Right. And Meals on Wheels is an RSVP position. So if you like driving and you like dropping off meals to folks, you can join RSVP and ACCA and get out there and get that mileage reimbursed as well.
And people don't have to drive that far. The homes are like the routes that you take are pretty easy. Like,
yes.
Logical.
Right. Of course, we try to make it as logical as possible. And we have actually 16 routes. So they vary from just up the street about half a mile to maybe closer to 10 miles.
Right.
But it's all very well planned out. And, of course, the staff in the Meals on Wheels department is amazing. And they make sure that you know exactly where you're going and what you're doing. And they make it as easy and simple as possible.
And tell me a little bit about where people can volunteer. You know, you have, I'm sure, lots of slots open in various places within the organization that they can volunteer.
Yeah, so RSVP, well, we just talked about one, the Meals on Wheels driver position. We have our Georgia Cares, which is working with the Medicare and getting open enrollment and all that kind of stuff and just learning more on what's available to you.
They Once help again, you. Everybody's going to get there, too.
Exactly.
Right.
And we have a newer position, actually, is called, well, we're still working on the name, but the volunteer driver. And it's different than the Meals on Wheels driver. This is a position where you work with our transportation department. And transportation is actually a huge need in the older adult community on getting to doctor's appointments or the grocery store, to the pharmacy, wherever. And Athens is actually really wonderful at trying to complete those needs for our older population, mm-hmm. but there's still a huge gap. And our transportation department does the best that they can, and this volunteer driver position helps bridge that gap a little bit more. It's the ability to give those people that if our transportation department has a few extra people that they're trying to fit into their routes, this volunteer driver can help lessen the burden of the transportation department and get those people the rides that they need, get to those doctor's appointments, get to the grocery store, and all that kind of stuff. So that's one of our other big pushes that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have one more offsite. there's lots of different ways to get involved. We have one more offsite position, and it's with the Medical Reserve Corps. And that's a train-the-trainer position where it's all about emergency preparedness. Especially with the hurricane that came through last year.
Right.
The medical.
And ice storms
yes.
and power outages mm-hmm. because Athens gets a variety of
exactly.
inclement weather.
Every time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And this position, it helps educate the community on how to be prepared in your home and also how the community can be better prepared for any kind of emergency.
Yeah. Well, that. Everybody could use something like that. That's
yes.
valuable information. And Mark, I know you were kind of agreeing and nodding your head.
Yes.
But when she was talking about transportation, I mean, we have a great bus system in Athens.
We do.
But it's not necessarily the best way, say, to get to a doctor's appointment if, you know, you're an older person or
right.
maybe you have some special needs. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's not that easy just to hop on a bus and walk a block or two
right.
to where you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that transportation is something that you guys get calls mm-hmm. about?
We definitely do. We certainly get calls about transportation. Probably the most common call for transportation pertains to those doctor's appointments. That's usually the one that people find a barrier, and it is exactly the population you talk about, because huge fan of Athens Transit. They do some fantastic things.
They do.
The Lyft program is really helpful, and then we see the end game is kind of the hard part, is when you get there, you still have to get to the door. You still have to get inside. You still have to make the other parts happen, and that's a little bit harder. And so some of the things ACCA does just really helps fill those gaps. And when folks call 211, if they're in the age range, they often end up getting, who can help you really well would be ACCA. And that's the same for a lot of those programs. The Georgia Cares program, we have folks calling all the time as it gets later in the year, wanting to learn about Medicare. How do I get signed up? I've never done this before. Have no idea. And it's like, well, we know exactly who you should talk to.
And note to self, schedule another show about that. Because open enrollment is very important, mm-hmm. and people need to know about what they need to do, when they need to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you don't think about it when you hop in your own vehicle and drive to your doctor's appointment, mm-hmm. or even if you decide to take public transit and you are young and healthy enough to walk a couple blocks, no problem. Mm-hmm. You want the extra steps.
Right.
But for some people, it's not that easy.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is where those volunteers can really help you guys tremendously.
Exactly.
Right. And is there anything in particular you're looking for in the volunteers that are coming your way?
As long as you're available Monday through Friday between 8 and 4, we will find something for you to do. There is not just the enthusiasm of just trying to be helpful to your community. That's what we're looking for.
Just be willing.
Yes, just be willing and flexible.
Willing and flexible, and you will find a spot for them.
Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's good. And so a few are working with you, but you don't need as many as obviously they need. They need the bulk of the people.
That's right.
And so how many people would you like to have? There's no limit. We don't have to limit. So let me rephrase that question. The need is there.
Mm-hmm.
So you would like as many people, I'm sure, as you can get right now.
Absolutely. I mean, I could rattle off several numbers right now. We would love it. Ideally, we would love at least 5 solid volunteer drivers that can help every Monday. Meals on Wheels, we're always looking for a driver any day of the week because we do 16 routes 5 days a week. Right. You do the math. We need somebody to drive each one of those meals.
Those needs never go away.
Exactly. Right. And Georgia Cares, we're always looking for more, especially it's closer and closer to open enrollment. We're going to need more volunteers, but it's also a very strenuous process to become a Georgia Cares volunteer just because there's so much confidential information that you're talking about and all that kind of stuff. So
People are trusting you with their lives.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's a little bit tougher of a position to fill. But if you're interested, we would love to have that conversation with you and kind of see where it fits. And of course, if you think it's a little too much, don't worry. We've got plenty of other spots to fill with you.
Yeah, there seems like a lot.
Yes.
There's a lot you can do.
Well, I think Athens will step up. I think we'll have some folks.
I think Athens will step up.
Absolutely.
Athens typically steps up.
Absolutely. And the surrounding area, too. You know, I guess I can't forget about the other 11 counties for ACCA.
That's right.
I'm sure we can
once
trust
again,
in those, too.
I got Athens-centric.
Mm-hmm.
And, but you have 12 counties. You have 15 counties.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. So what about outside of the Athens area? Do you need people in those areas as well?
Our biggest push right now with the outside area would be with 211.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We are definitely trying to work with them the most right now to get as many volunteers as they need to help fulfill their hotline needs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because they serve the largest area.
Right.
And then everywhere else, of course, we need, but that's kind of our biggest focus at the moment is the 211 position.
And 211, you, as she said, 15 counties, you reach out for everything.
Right.
So what would you like to see in the people who come sign on to be with volunteers with you guys?
Absolutely. So like you said, we cover 15 counties, and we want folks that are excited about helping all 15. So it's not any one of them that we particularly need or want to help. We want to help all of them because when each one of us is better, we're all better.
Right.
And so we want some folks that just want to be on somebody else's team that's willing to listen and be there for someone, not passing judgment, but being a good friend, being a good neighbor, listening to them and saying, you know, I hear that problem. I know that's really tough. That can't be something easy to go through. If we could just know a little bit more about what your situation, it'll help us help them next time as well. And on our first call, the best thing that we can usually do is tell folks, you know, we're going to do everything that we can to be on your side to help you get your best next step. Because on those first phone calls with 211, people are usually feeling that personal crisis. You feel that situation that no one else knows, that you might not be, you may even be afraid to tell other people about, and
or open up.
Right, you have to open up. And so we want the folks that they want to just be on somebody else's team. They want to be there with the other folks. We can't go to everyone's home, but for those people that are willing to reach out, we want to do everything we can to be on their side and reach back out to them and show them that we do really care. It's not just about doing the things that seems nice. We want to do this thing because it makes a difference.
Right. And you guys, you help in a variety of ways. Mm-hmm. But are there particular things that you see recurring that people always need help that it just doesn't go away?
Right. Yeah. Our most common call is always financial assistance. Right. It's utility and rent assistance. And that's a symptom of some greater problems, some unemployment problems, some underemployment issues as well.
I'm sure underemployment, you know.
Right. And that's a big issue we see locally. I think a lot of us know about that, and we could spend all day talking about it. But we see that, and then food and shelter are the ones that come up more often than not. And an incredible compliment to our area. Usually, if someone's calling about food, we can find them something, and we'll call them back, and they got food.
That's great.
That's an incredible
thing.
You
need that.
Right?
Like, you need
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. You cannot keep going without it.
Exactly.
And we were able to do follow-ups on shelters last year, and about half the folks that called were able to find shelter in our area. We definitely want to see that better, but we also, you know, we want more people to not have to need it.
Right.
We want to work on those areas. So just trying to connect folks with different education avenues like GED classes or like the different programs that can help people get certifications or different positions. Those are the kind of things we love to see, that uptick in those kind of calls.
Mm-hmm.
Try to get push people a little bit that direction. But you've got to get those basic needs taken care of before you can really worry about the rest of it. If you're that person in that situation, you got to do that first. And that's our most common call. So those are what we get the most for sure. And then we, you know, follow it up by healthcare.
Right, right.
Gotta find healthcare.
Think about some of those things. They seem so basic, but you have to have them.
Right.
And it's nice to know how Athens responds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is good. And as you said, there's some basic things that need to be addressed, but you're getting those needs when people call in. And,
right.
you know, there's so many more people who had help because of that, because they were able to call in and connect.
Right.
And so, and Tegan, obviously working with them, that's very helpful because they have such a huge area. But your area, 12 counties, is that's no small thing either. How do you go about kind of coordinating all of that, working with all of the counties that you are involved in?
It's a daily challenge. And I'm actually fairly new to Athens and the Northeast Georgia area, so I am still learning.
You got tossed right in.
I did. So I'm still learning. But it's really just ACCA is already really well connected, of course, in all on the 12 counties that my program serves. So we have other programs that serve 14, 22 counties. I mean, it all varies. So ACCA doesn't just touch Clark County. I mean, it goes really far. But we work with each county with as best we can to try to get those resources out there, especially in the more rural counties. It's that much more important to make sure that people know that these programs are out there. So we just work on it on a daily basis.
And as you mentioned, outside of Clark County, the counties look very different. You know, Clark County is fairly dense.
Right.
And then you're working with counties that are not dense at all around. So very different needs, I would imagine. And maybe similar needs, but different methods to get it.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Fix those. Yeah. Fill those needs, I
Absolutely.
Imagine.
It makes up about a third, I would say, of the ACCA population area. Would probably, just Athens-Clark, it's 126,000 folks out of about 500,000 for our 15-county region.
Wow.
Yeah. That's because there's a couple bigger counties on the edges, but it's definitely a big challenge to, but it's also a good thing. It's just incredible to be able to be alongside our community in that way and be able to rally together and rather than separately.
Yeah, working together.
Yes.
Tell me a bit about what you would like people to know. You know, we're talking about Senior Corps, we're talking about RSVP. What would you want people in the community to know right now? You need these volunteers, and what kind of a difference does that make for you and the people who volunteer and are served?
Oh, that's a good question. For RSVP and ACCA, the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program is a great way to get involved with the Athens Community Council on Aging and the surrounding organizations, because, of course, United Way is a wonderful partner of ACCA, and we have many other community partners. And so what I want people to know is that if you're interested in getting more involved in any kind of aspect of your community, ACCA is a great way to start. Or 211, of course.
Right.
And we do focus, of course, on the older adults. And we do that in so many different ways that is also intergenerational. So it doesn't matter if you're 12 or if you're 94, if you're interested in getting involved, ACCA would love to come and speak to you or you to come and speak to us. But, of course, we would love RSVP volunteers in particular. So if you're 55 and older and you want to get more involved, give us a call. We would love to talk to you and figure out a way. If your best fit is doing the hotline at 211 or working on the Meals on Wheels driving position, we'd love to talk to you, and we would really just want you to get more involved with us and help us fulfill the needs of our community.
There definitely is a place.
Yes.
For you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting. There's definitely a place for you.
Yes.
And Mark, what would you want people to know about United Way or 211 if they're interested in helping?
Absolutely. So as far as 211 goes, we get calls from everybody about everything. And so if you can't settle on any one particular topic, if there's not any one thing, but you're just like, there's just so much I want to be able to help. I just want to be able to help people. I just want to be there for people. I think 201 is the place where you can take a call from anybody. It could be the person down the street from you, and you wouldn't know it.
You wouldn't know.
Right. Absolutely. We try to be a confidential service, and then we just want to call those folks back and say, you know, you called asking for help, and we don't want to leave you hanging. So you get to be the person that calls them back. And that's the challenging part when they don't get help, but you get to be there for them. At least somebody cared. And you are that person. And when they do get help, you get that opportunity to celebrate. You get that opportunity to really see, wow, they came through. Our community came through in Barrow County or in Greene County or in Morgan, Madison, or Oconee or Oglethorpe or whatever county it might be besides Clark or even in Clark. And it's going to be a pretty exciting moment when you get those people to tell you, yeah, they did help me. And we kept the lights on and we're going to be fine next month.
Right.
And they keep on living. And that's a pretty incredible thing to be a part of someone's story where they were just being okay was a really, really special thing.
Right. You're okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Could have been worse. And this is easy for you, Mark. How can people contact you if they want to help?
Absolutely. So they can call us at 211. But they can call me, actually, at 706-543-5254. My extension is 108.
Right. And Tegan, how can they contact you if they want to volunteer with Senior Corps?
It's actually pretty easy. All you have to do is call the Council on Aging. Our number is 706-549-4850 and ask for RSVP, Senior Corps, or just mention volunteering, and we will get you to myself or to our volunteer coordinator. We will get you to the right place.
I love that. Just mention volunteering.
Yes.
Okay. We are out of time for today, but I do want to thank both my guests, Mark Madison and Tegan Hurley. To hear this show again, visit WUGA.org for a podcast. For questions or comments, visit our Facebook page. This show does not reflect the views of the station. Athens News Matters is a production of WUGA, a broadcast service of the University of Georgia. I'm Alexia Ridley.